Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's a runner on second and nobody out. Okay, those are the stupid freaking rules that Rob Manfred forced down our throats. Right. I hate the rule, by the way. But I have to live by it, so I'm going to analyze it fairly. You have a runner on second and nobody out. You've got DJ LeMahieu coming up, who, despite hitting reasonably well, is still not someone you're brimming with confidence. Then you've got, or you have Jason Dominguez, then DJ LeMahieu, two of your non-better hitters, and then you have Austin Wells. Okay, you want to take the lead. The last thing you want to do is allow the Red Sox in the bottom of the 10th inning to know all they need to do is score a run. What do you want to do? Do you want to bunt? Like, I'll go around the room. Would you want to bunt with Jason Dominguez?
No. Okay. Just let somebody try to get a hit.
Okay.
Get a hit.
Would you want to bunt, Sean? You're a big bunt guy. Remember, you wanted Juan Soto to bunt last year.
I would not have, not with Dominguez. I would not have wanted the bunt. I've seen enough Dominguez kind of actually big hits this year in those spots.
And by the way, even if Dominguez was a good bunter, you know why I wouldn't want to bunt? I'm not giving an out away.
I agree.
So what I want to do is I got two options. I can just let them hit. Hopefully someone gets a hit. I got Dominguez. I got LeMahieu. I got Wells. I'll give it a shot. Or I can be aggressive. Stealing third base is an aggressive play. Mm-hmm. I like it. The Yankees haven't scored runs. And give it a try.
Right. And by the way, it's kind of out of nowhere. Stealing third base in the 10th inning feels risky. So why would anyone expect you to do it?
Yeah.
So I thought it was a good decision, and I honestly, for a second, I thought he was safe, but he was just barely out, and so I get why people are upset by it and lump it in, but it wasn't anywhere near what the other base running mistakes of the weekend were.
Mike is in Northern Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How are you? Yeah, I've been studying this lack of offense in baseball, which is far more alarming than maybe you have suspected for about a month now. And a couple stats I'm just going to throw at you. On the aggregate, I've been tracking it for 2 weeks now. When you have a full schedule, you have four teams. It could be sporadically any four teams scoring two runs or less a game, which I think is a lot. Mm-hmm. And then you have Cleveland, Cincinnati, Texas, Milwaukee, and I believe San Diego as well. They have been shut out seven or more times already, and it's not even 81 games into the season yet.
Right.
And look, I think, I'll just say this, and I'd love to hear your reaction to it. I think it's two things. First of all, it's not that the pitching is so much better. They're getting more hurt than ever. I think it's just this, you have this homogenized, broken-brained, swing-at-the-fences, don't-manufacture-run approach. And it's almost like every lineup is the same for these pitchers. Granted, some are way more talented than others. But if you have that approach, you know what they're going to do. I mean, look at the dearth of actual pure contact hitters in this game. I have said, look, if I was a parent right now and had a kid, I'd let them go look at Wade Boggs, Ichiro, Tony Gwynn. Because if that kid makes it to the MLB, they're going to make a ton of money because there aren't those hitters anymore. And those guys don't
You know why, Mike? Mike, I'll give you proof why you're wrong. Look at Luis Arraez. Right. I mean, he is kind of old school in that he puts the bat on the ball and in the past has hit for a high batting average, and nobody freaking wants him.
It's funny because we had this conversation this offseason, right, regarding not free agents, but potential moves. If you want someone in your lineup to get base hits, it was Arraez.
Yeah.
And nobody was interested.
He won three batting titles, and nobody really wanted him. And this year, he's not going to win a batting title. He's hitting 274, but he doesn't get on base enough. He doesn't hit for enough power. He doesn't drive in enough runs. His OPS isn't that good. So,
and by the way, I don't think that gets you paid anyways.
I agree.
It's being a masher.
Yes.
Is what gets you paid, which is why the approach has changed so much over the last half a decade or maybe even longer. You get guys swinging for the fence because they want to get paid.
Absolutely. And that's who gets paid, right? More so than the low strikeout, high contact guys. Luis Arraez is kind of incredible how he never strikes out. The most times he's struck out in a season is 48, which is kind of comical. Wow. And it really doesn't get you paid. Mario in Long Beach. Hey, Mario.
Hey, great show as always, guys.
What's up?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Appreciate. Yeah.
So just a quick thing about the Yanks. You know, what's very interesting about that steal of third, Evan, I agree exactly what you said. That was not a mistake. It was just a good play, and they get paid, too. They threw him out, and that was it, you know?
Yes.
But you know what I noticed on that play? It was so close. Now, maybe you can go back and look at it, and maybe next time you can tell me if it's true. He was wearing that mitt.
Right.
Thing, right?
Yes.
And he slid in with the mitt. If his hand was there, he would have grabbed it with his fingers. He would have been safe. Because with the mitt, you can't grab it. It goes in like a claw.
So you're saying the mitt actually hurt him a little bit? You're
yes,
not wrong. I'm looking at the replay right now. It's like it's tilted up,
right.
The oven mitt, where it actually did kind of hurt him probably.
But again, it's
not wrong.
But it still extends your hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It does, but it's tilted up. Like if you watch the replay of this,
it's interesting.
The oven mitt extends, but it goes up and it's not touching the base.
So we need to learn how to invert slide with the mitt. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. I get why they wear it because it seems so easy to get injured jamming your hand into the base.
Okay,
that's why they wear it.
If you jam your hand, you're still going to hurt yourself.
Not if you got one of those oven mitts, huh?
The mitt is not, it's not like it's solid.
But it's protecting your fingers.
Yeah, but it's soft. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
It's not a hard mitt. It's a soft mitt.
I know nothing about that. And also, I don't know what you guys are laughing about, but okay. I think I do know. I've never worn one of those mitts. I actually know, but I'm just telling you, I'm looking at it.
To me, it looks soft. And so wouldn't it still hurt your finger if you jammed your hand into the base?
I think it's that hard elbow pad material. Yeah, I think.
See, now that just would be uncomfortable then.
You know what? We're going to be...
I'm going to find out.
I think we're going to be at Citi Field in a couple weeks. Maybe we get one of those up there and we can play the game. Is it hard or soft?
I was going to say we try to steal second base and do a head-first dive and see what gets you there faster. The oven mitt glove or just using your regular hand.
Does anyone know how to actually slide
head-first
on the show? Yes.
Not really.
That would be an issue.
I can do the feet-first slide and be halfway decent at it, but the head-first dive is just me falling.
What are you talking about?
What?
Sliding head-first is like the easiest thing to do in sports.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. You never went on a slip and slide in your life?
That's far different.
There's water on it. Water helps you glide. This is hard dirt.
No, but it's the same formation. Who cares if you don't go as fast? It's the easiest thing in the world to do.
Cool. Challenge accepted. Go do a head first dive right now. We'll go out. We'll have a video.
Where?
Gallo works for digital.
We're in the city. I'm not ripping my man breasts up on cement.
There's literally a carpeted baseball field.
Yeah, carpet.
3 blocks away.
That's a non-sliding carpet. We're not talking about grass here.
What's wrong with sliding on carpet?
As soon as I get home tonight, I'll slide in grass. I'll film it for you. You can have it.
Will you do that?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I'm not driving.
Okay. No, I want to see that. Because I think you're overstating how easy it is to do a head first dive. Head first dives are tough, man.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Of the four major sports, sliding head first is the easiest thing a common person can do.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
And look halfway decent at it?
Yes.
Other than like falling on the ground?
Yes.
I disagree.
Running start, you glide.
Tiki, as a former professional athlete,
yes.
Would you agree with me that it is difficult to do the headfirst dive, or you think it's simple?
No, I think that's the only way to slide.
Really?
Yeah. Because you can maneuver. You can change.
Like, yes.
You can reach around if you need to.
Oh, no,
you can
no,
do the swim slide.
You're right from a strategic standpoint. Like, I see Pete Alonso do this all the time.
I think it's harder to sit on your ass than it is to lay on your chest.
I agree.
If you were running and you needed to get someplace.
I mean, I tell you, I guess I'm just wrong. Or I'm that unathletic that I really have no idea.
Just wrapping up the oven mitt thing, BT just called. It is a hard plastic. There is no flexibility in the mitt.
So does that prove what I'm saying?
Right, I'm just saying that confirmation from BT, it is a hard plastic, no flexibility with it at all.
All right, now, so what I'm saying is true. It protects you from getting injured.
It protects you from breaking your fingers.
That's all I was saying. I mean, I have no idea.
Yeah, but the question is, does it make it less likely to get to the base?
Well, no, that part, yeah. If it flipped, like watching the Volpe replay, it definitely sticks up. So from that standpoint, it's a negative, but I was just explaining, I know why guys do it, because they want to keep themselves safe. They don't want to break their fingers jamming into the base.
They're just all soft.
Not the mitt, though. Not the mitt.
But let's also... That is not soft. But let's also be honest. Let's say Anthony Volpe was safe. Right? Let's just say, magical world, he was safe. The Yankee offense is probably not driving him in anyway.
That's true.
Fair point.
Dominguez is striking out. LeMahieu, after he gets screwed on the base hit, is hitting a weak ground ball to second base anyway. And Austin Wells is making out.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.